Our processional hymn is 779, 779 in our ELW. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran here in American Falls, Idaho, on this second day since midsummer. And it doesn't feel like summer, but that we're having a great water year, and that matters in Idaho. So, still a good day. I'll direct your attention to where we will find this morning's liturgy. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is in the insert. 458. The Lord be with you.
And also.
Pray. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us and defend us from everything that is evil. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 1 to 9. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices. A people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat the flesh of pigs with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, "Do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me. I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing, so I will do for my servants' sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 22, verses 19 to 28. We'll read it responsively. But you, O Lord, do not be far away.
O my help, come quickly to my aid.
Deliver my soul from the sword.
My life from the power of the dog.
Me from the mouth of the lion.
From the horns of the wild oxen, you have rescued me.
I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters.
In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
You who fear the Lord, praise him.
All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel.
For he did not despise or abhor
the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him.
From you comes my congregation.
My vows I will pay before those who fear him.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied.
Those who seek him shall praise the Lord.
All the ends of the earth shall remember.
And turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him.
For dominion belongs to the Lord.
And he rules over the nations.
The second reading is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 to 29. Now we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be reckoned as righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. Jesus stepped out on land. A man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, legion, for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So for years, this man had been haunting the tombs. Today, I don't mind using that word. He was haunting the tombs. He was living among the dead. He was surviving among the dead. We could hardly call it living. His was more of a living death than a life. We don't know his name. And his contemporaries in his community barely registered that he was a human being. Now, to be fair to them, we're Greeks after all. They were not Jews. So their traditions did not include the Hebrew scriptures, where it is declared in the first chapter of Genesis that human beings are images of God, the one true God of the cosmos, the God of Abraham, who is the only God. No, they and he were Greeks, the people of many gods, and no tradition that humans are uniquely in any gods. Every human unique and yet the same, in that each is in the image of God, as the Jews taught. Now, to be clear, we are in the image of, but not identical with, divinity. There is no God but God. Every Jew and Christian and Muslim affirms that. So to this morning's gospel, this Greek man was living in the tombs. St. Luke describes for us this morning the arrival of Jesus and his disciples among these Greek people, a Greek colony, if you will, planted in the historic Jewish homeland, and all under Caesar, under the Roman Empire. The disciples were not any too thrilled to be with these profane Greek people, any more than these Greeks were happy to have a boatload of Jews arrive from across the lake. Now that's the backdrop of this morning's lesson, which focuses on the encounter of a person living among the graves, and this encounter with Jesus. No one but Jesus was glad to be there. Did you pick up on that? And this unfortunate who lived in the graves was reduced by his own community to being a label. Not a person, but a label, a symbol, a crazy, a demoniac. His status was something less than human. So he wanders among the tombs naked. He is alone. He is neglected, is ashamed. He is forgotten. He didn't know any peace. He knew no human decency. He didn't know love. His life was misery. Entombed as any in the cemetery where he lived, shut away by his mental torment, his societal neglect, the indifference, and dead to any sense of real living. He wasn't a person, he was a symbol. But Jesus sees him as a person. The man in the tomb may have once known about love, about compassion. He may have known what companionship and hope were. But now he didn't know. He didn't even know who he was. He calls himself Legion because so many of the problems and illnesses have taken up sovereignty in his life. The people of the town fear him. They jeer at him. He is for them a label and a spectacle. Jesus sees a person. What for the man's community was just scenery to them, our Lord sees as a person, a child of God. Now, at first, the man recoils at the sight of the compassionate one, the compassion of Jesus. He begs Jesus not to torment him. But he is seen and he is known by Jesus for who he was created to be, a beloved child of God. And Jesus' healing follows. And the people do not rejoice, but they become afraid. Their world, their assumptions, their own comfort with the uncomfortable has been challenged. It's been wrecked. And so they plead with Jesus to go away. Now, when life has been restored from what was functionally dead, people either respond with joy or with dread. People often fall in love with pathologies, own other people's or their societies. Hope, after all, when offered, is always pregnant with change. And change does not always come with a roadmap. And life with God, the one God, is always predicated on trust. Trust is scary. At first, it can be terrifying. So Jesus and his disciples are shown the boat they arrived in, and they are told to go. Leave it. No more upset, please. And to the point. To trust in the God who manifests in Jesus Christ is to also abandon the God or gods we have overtly or secretly worshipped, the something else to which we give our unconditional concern and allegiance. It can be a political system, institutions, our nations, our identities, our tribes, and often as not, probably more often, ourselves. And the person, the child of God, which Jesus healed, who had been an outcast among his own, begs to go with Jesus, to know better the Most High God, who recognizes him as a person, when his own people would not. But Jesus tells him to remain with his own, and to tell the good news of Jesus among the people who formerly knew him as that naked living among the tombs. Stay and tell, Jesus says. Stay and let them see. So he went back into the city to proclaim and to show what Jesus had done for him. Now, when we have made peace or have resigned ourselves to living among the dead, no longer a person, Jesus steps in. Jesus calls us also to a new way of living and of being. Jesus himself in places of death, of suffering and dying. And Jesus offers himself to transform our old way of existing, of surviving, and calls us to new and abundant and everlasting life. Jesus sets us free to be what God has always intended, beloved children of God, no longer bound to our former lives. And the crowds rejoice, or they recoil in fear. Regardless, when Jesus, we show, he'll call us to join him where he is in his own time. Until then, we show, we tell, we serve, we love. The hymn of the day is 790. let us rise as we're able in body or spirit and say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again, glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Drawn into the embrace of the Holy Trinity, we lift our prayers for the wholeness of the church, the world, and all creation. We pray for the church. Clothe us in Christ. Shower us in mercy. Send us in love. Strengthen the faith and witness of Christians across the planet and Christians in our own community. God of grace, we pray for creation. Deliver the earth from disaster. Bring forth life amid uncertainty. Inspire wonder at all you have made. Sustain all light in the well-being of your creation. Farmers, agricultural workers, gardeners, bird watchers, conservationists, scientists, advocates, and policymakers. God of grace, we pray for the nations. Pave a way to justice. Drown the forces of oppression. Bring peace on earth. Give leaders the will to turn from war and violence. When people must flee their homes, guide them to safety. God of grace, we pray for people. Satisfy all who are poor. Soothe those in pain. Accompany all who are sick, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Give perseverance to each of us living with mental illness and shield us from the discrimination due to race, class, gender, or any other human distinction. God of grace, we pray for this assembly. Listen to our cries. Come to our aid. Make us one. Weave among us the fabric of belonging so that we rejoice in each person gathered here and enliven our proclamation of how much you have done for us. God of grace, we offer our thanksgiving for all people who have died in faith. Keep them in your peace. Comfort us in sorrow. Raise us to new life. As we remember their faith and witness, may we trust your promise that we are yours forever. God of grace, Gather all our prayers in your mercy, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. We have a children's sermon.
Hey, I see a bunch of kids back there. Send them up. Right? And I was thinking I was dying. Oh no. But then what happened yesterday?
It got super windy.
It got super windy and it got super what?
Cold.
Actually it wasn't really super cold, but we thought it was because it would have been so hot the day before, right? You know what was yesterday? Do we know? What?
No.
Yesterday was June 21st. It was the day after my birthday. Guess what? It was called the summer solstice, right? What does that mean? The longest day of the year, right?
I survived the longest day of the year.
Yeah, the longest day of the year. You want up here? He says, no, I'm just going to go sit down right here on my own. There we go. And so now we can be sure, though, that because it's always my birthday on the 20th, it's always cold on my birthday, so we don't plan big parties. But we know that warm for the rest of the summer. So what do you do in the summer? What do you guys do? What do you do, Finn?
Have fun.
All good job. What do you do, Izzy? Go swimming a lot. Me too. And I get sunburned a lot too. Yeah. So I like to go sit outside in my yard. What do you do in the summer? Do you? Yeah, I like to swim a lot. Me too. I go in the mornings to exercise. So, I like to sit outside on my patio in the shade and look at my yard. It's kind of nice. I have a lot of weeds, but it's kind of nice. The other morning, I had a meeting and I was just on the phone, so I just needed to hear what the people were saying and tell them my business. And so I heard these noises. And they're like, wow, Patty, where are you? What noise do you think I heard? Think about sitting outside. It's nice in the morning. The sun is shining. What noises did I hear?
Birds.
Yeah, they're going, where are those birds? Like they're looking all over my lawn for worms and bugs. And so then, what else do you think I heard?
Squirrels.
What?
Squirrels.
Yeah, the squirrels are out there. They're fighting on top of the fence. I don't know how they can stay on the fence. Yeah, but they fall off. Actually, I have chickens on one side and chickens across the alley. And do you know, I looked this up on the internet, so it must be true. When the chicken is done laying its eggs, it makes all kinds of sounds. Brother did you come look? Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I think it must be true because all those chickens, I hear them, they'll be quiet, and all of a sudden, all this kind of noise. And there's no fox in the hen house. They're just announcing that they just laid an egg. They're saying, good job, high five.
We have yeah. Eight chickens.
What?
We got eight chickens, right?
You have what?
Eight chickens.
Eight chickens? So every time a chicken has a lays an egg, do they announce it to the world?
No.
You don't know? You'll check. So the reason I'm talking about this, in the Bible, it says Psalm 100, verse 1. What does it say? Anybody know? I looked it up. Says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, in my neighborhood, the kids next door jumping on their trampolines, playing in their kiddie pool, they make a lot of noise. That's pretty joyful. I've always thought that make a joyful noise was the reason I sit up front and nobody sits in front of me. Because when I sing, that's my joyful noise. No one But it says in the Bible, joyful noise unto the Lord. So every time you hear the chickens crow, the birds singing, the squirrels fighting on the fence, that's their joyful noise, and those are the sounds of summer. Now, the last time we were here, not all you guys were here, but we talked about being safe in the summer. I want to continue to talk about that. Be safe in whatever you do, okay? Because I would not be able to do it if one of you weren't here because you weren't safe, okay? All right, get out of here.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio or internet broadcast. Happy anniversary today to Sid and Marilyn Allen. Happy birthday this week to Clay Erickson, Theo Harmison, Ari Harris, Jessica Kawamura, Dalton Duba. Happy anniversary this week to Harry and Julie Colton. Altar flowers are offered in loving celebration of Sid and Marilyn Allen's anniversary with love by Dustin, Honey, Bruce, Kristen, and families. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found here? Offering this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, you and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, praise your name and join their unending hymn. Glory and honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us of sin and death, and to reveal the riches of your grace, you looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you, this blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ, crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ, given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us, with all your saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is right you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. We have a very nice problem this morning. There are more people in the pews than there are cups in the tray. All is prepared. Please come forward as the Lord calls you. Body of Christ given for you. Patty, the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Arnie, the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ you. The body of Christ given for you. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The 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 body of Christ given for you, 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 the body of Christ, David, given for you, the body of Christ 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 given for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise as we're able. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World, To Love and to Serve, is on page 802. Go in peace, serve the Lord.